Week three, show one. I don't know. I quite enjoyed it, to be quite honest with you. There was a good bit of behaviour in there. A really close shave for so many nests, which for me is drama. And it was good to see drama not ending in the death of chicks for a change. The grasshopper warblers narrowly escaped the grass snakes. The wood warblers narrowly escaped the blackbird. The wrens, okay, they sacrificed one of the brood, but the others all seem to have got away. So there's some good news for a change. We needed that after last week when we had that very sad incident with the pied flies. And of course, the programme had poo. And for me, that's important. You know, I think that we've got to teach people that finding out about nature means every aspect of nature. And, you know, my rather peculiar interest in the stuff is that is motivated by that you can see, you know, what's living there without seeing the animal. You can look into it if you have the, you know, the inclination to do so, see what it's been eating. So it plays a very valuable role. And these days, of course, you can DNA check it and identify animals down to individual level. So don't be frightened of poo. I hope that was one of the messages that came over in today's programme.
And a brilliant new location with a lot of rubbish.
I love that, you see. I like the sort of Blade Runner-esque, post-apocalyptic take on wildlife. I love the fact that it, you know, it survives in spite of us. All of those gulls, those foxes, the bumblebees, everything else, and lots more to come, are all saying, chuck it at us if you like, but we're going to survive. And for me, that's very heartening.